Cindy Alderson, Zaxx.
Nice draw and a field that I think looks within his scope for sure, and I'd give him a good chance as well.
Sounds like you got three good chances today. You're only allowed to give us one.
Zaxx.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Zaxx, first up at the mile, gets up, claims the victory by a neck.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. We're racing today at Mowi, and there's no plastic wax poly action today. It's about grass, Whitey. That's right in your wheelhouse.
Yes. Now, Paul Graham, we speak to Paul a lot down at Mowi. He's had his battles with the amount of water that has been coming out of the sky down that area of the world. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, lads. How are we going this morning?
Going pretty well, thank you. How's the battle been? Because you've had a lot of rain.
Oh, the weather god knew again, and he's just decided to let it rain for the last 2 hours. So,
oh, no.
So, look, we had 120 mil in the big rain a fortnight ago.
Right.
And then, look, we've dried out. So this week we've had the eight. Oh, it's probably 9 mil now. We've had 3 mil overnight, and just very annoying persistent rain. I'm standing out in it now, and you just get wet. So it's just that annoying stuff that tends to get us every race meeting. But anyway, so we've come in at 5.57. We've called her a heavy eight.
Yep.
Rails back to true. The track's in good nick. As we know, it runs very, very well with the rain. But, it was just a bit annoying that we had that 3 mil come through, and it's still can be. We haven't had the wind by for, probably 7-8 days. So, that hasn't helped us with the battle. But, as I said, heavy eight at the moment. And we'll probably stay that for the day because I just don't think the wind's going to get up for us.
All right. So, and just finally, when you get 110 mils of rain in a very short period of time, have you got any tricks as a track manager to try and get the water away, or is it you've just got to be patient and watch it dissipate?
We're so lucky being a Strathair track that when you get weather events like that, it actually, the sand base just does it for you. So
yep.
We just stand and look at the drains and just watch all that great water go out to a creek instead of a dam. Which is a bit of a saying. But, it won't hold us up in track preparation because heavy rain actually works better for us than this, very consistent stuff that will just get caught up in the top. So, the heavy rain we sort of look at and go, you beauty. So we actually made the comment after the 4 inches we had, we probably would have raced the next day.
Right.
Would have been a heavy, but we would have raced. That's just the way we go.
Oh, there you go. Fascinating. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Good luck today.
Good on you guys. You have a good day.
Will do. Paul Graham there, the Mowi track manager. Heavy eight is what's happening there at Mowi today. The rain that just gets you wet.
I know that. It's that thick.
Yeah, I'm with you. I understand.
Thick rains, drizzle type stuff that's just, it's annoying, but you get wet from it, even though it's not coming down hard.
You just get wet.
The drops are closer together.
Do you measure that?
No, I don't, but I hope people don't understand what I'm talking about, because especially in golf, where you don't think you need an umbrella, but it surprises you with how wet you get when it's not really coming down hard. It's like the shower. You put it on the different level, the different nozzle.
Have you got a nozzle at home?
I don't use it. We have got, you got the two, you can sort of take the other one off and all that sort of stuff. I just go the basic. Surprise, surprise.
I'm not overly surprised by that. Nick Harnett, probably not either. He joins us on the early mail this morning. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. You've got two for us today. Race 5, number 9, Cyclone Sally is drawn an outside gate coming off a win at Bairnsdale last time out. Now, that was over the 1600. We stay there, but go up in grey. What can we do today from 15?
Oh, from 15, it's the right race for her, but it's the wrong barrier. We're just going to have a bit of luck. She'll probably go forward. Whether she can get in somewhere is another thing, isn't it? So otherwise, she's fitting well.
Right, I see. Yeah, so it's still the plan to push sort of forward and get on the speed, or just off it a little bit if you can.
Yeah, she's a non-speed racer. She's hard pulling horse and, try and hold her up to another thing.
So you sound almost annoyed, Nick, that it's the right race, but it's the wrong barrier. I mean, how you work hard to get these horses in good nick, and then you get a barrier like that. How frustrating is that sometimes?
Oh, well, it comes to test, yeah, but you've got to work around it, that's all, You just can't get the right barrier all the time, can you?
No, that's true.
You just got to work around it.
Right, that's race 5, number 9, Cyclone Sally. Well, what about race two? Race 7, number 2, Wild Gem, who's jumping out of a much friendlier gate in barrier 5. Has been at Caulfield and Sandown the last couple of starts, back to Mowi today. Was that a bit more suitable?
Oh, yeah, a lot suitable. Back to a 64. He's dropped down a few points in his ratings, and it's a nice race for him because he's a 64 horse. He did run some good races in Melbourne, but he's at one or two lengths off him, you know?
Yep. So he's on the speed at Sandown last start and sort of dropped off a little bit. That's just outclassed, but try and go on the speed again today from five?
Oh, no, I wouldn't be just quite as handy, no. I think he might have been a bit handy the other day.
Righto.
I think so, yeah.
What about the heavy track form?
He's heavy. He's won about three in the heavy, so he's heavy track's all right. It's no worries for him.
Right, that sounds pretty good to me. What's your best today, Nick? Which one?
Well, probably Cyclone Sally. If you drew a barrier, probably her. But, yeah, they're both good chances anyway.
Righto. Yeah. Well, I've just done the heavy track form for Wild Jim. It's four from four. As well,
Jim. That's it, yeah. I thought it was pretty good, yeah.
That sounds pretty good to me. We might invest in that one today and take the cash and run at $10 at tab.com.au. How about that?
You do that, yep.
Right, we'll do that, Nick. Have a great day. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye.
Nick Harnett with us from, well, he's got two for us today at Maui. So Wild Jim's $10. What was the other one he had? Race two, number seven. Race two, number nine. Race five, was it? Race five it was. Yes, you're right. Race five. Number nine, Cyclone Sally. $8 from Farrier 15. What do we do there? We've got money. We've got cash in the kit.
I think we go $2.
Okay. So it's a $3 day because we're having the dog double. And then we're going to have $1 on the win on Cyclone Sally, $8. And race five, that's race five, number nine. And then a race seven, number two, Wild Gem at $10. So we're going to have a profitable day, I think, today.
Yep.
Good luck to us.